In high school basketball action from Wednesday night, Bowden squads hosting the teams from Atlanta Classical. Girls' outing was all Bowden. They rolled to an easy 77-30 win. Even their record 1-1 in region play. The boys fall to 1-1 in region play. Red Devils dropped the contest to Atlanta Classical by 10 in the matchup. Among those in attendance to see Bowden stand out, Caden Prothrow. Of course, he does all of his work in football, but they were there to see him on the hardwoods last night. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart, Florida State head coach Mike Norvell, and University of Florida tight ends coach Russ Callaway. Among those in attendance to see that one going on last night. Meanwhile, more news from Athens as we talk some college football notes. Jared Wilson, starting center for the Dogs, offensive guard Dylan Fairchild, both have announced they're leaving Athens, declaring for the NFL draft. Tyron Ingram Dawkins, defensive lineman for Georgia, he's headed to the NFL draft as well. There was some good news. Dylan Bell has announced he's coming back in 2025. The talented wide receiver slash running back for the Bulldogs is coming back. His younger brother, Micah Bell, says on social media he's transferring to the Dogs. He played at Notre Dame at 23 this past year, was on the squad at Vanderbilt, did not play in a game for the Commodores in the 24 season. And Brett Thorson, Georgia punter who missed the Sugar Bowl because of an injury, he says he's coming back to Athens in 2025. College football playoffs, to the semifinals we go tonight down in Miami. Orange Bowl, Notre Dame and Penn State will hook up in one of the semifinals. First time these two have faced off against each other since 2007. Tomorrow night at Jerry's World out in Texas in the Cotton Bowl, it'll be Ohio State and Texas. And how about this report from Ross Dellinger in Yahoo Sports? A proposal from the power conferences, the SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, and ACC, stands to remake NCAA governance and shift control of championships to their control, which means, more or less, they'd be in charge of the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments. Stay tuned, more on that to come. College basketball, West Georgia still in search of that first ASUN win on the road tonight, Clarksville, Tennessee. They took on Austin Peay at 8 o'clock, and the West Georgia women scored their first ever Division I conference win, first ever victory in ASUN play last night. Led it wire to wire, never trailed, led by as many as 17. Went on to beat Eastern Kentucky by a score of 71-64. They're back at home Saturday afternoon at the Coliseum at West Georgia, entertaining the ladies from Lipscomb at 2 p.m. For the Bain Dental Group and Graddock Sports, I'm Mike Paris.